This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Australia's Anglican bishops have blocked an attempt to affirm the church's definition of marriage as between a man and a woman in a shock vote. The church's General Synod, the National Assembly of Anglican Clergy, was on earlier this week. At the synod, the conservative Sydney diocese brought on a vote on a statement to affirm the church's traditional position on marriage, a man and a woman only, and declare blessings of civil same-sex marriages within the church as contrary to the teachings of Christ. However, the Anglican bishops voted against the statement by 12 votes to 10. Sydney will get its first LGBTIQ+ Pride Museum, tracing the queer storyline from First Nations people to today in time for World Pride next year. The proposed museum is called Qtopia and is backed by the City of Sydney. It was announced by Lord Mayor Clover Moore on International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersexism and Transphobia, or IDAHOBIT. Qtopia is a not-for-profit organisation that will operate the museum in Sydney. Qtopia and the council want the New South Wales government to provide Taylor Square's former Darlinghurst Police Station site for the museum. Gay refugee activist Shane Bazzi on Tuesday won his appeal in a defamation case brought against him by Peter Dutton over a now-deleted tweet that labelled Australia's Defence Minister a rape apologist. A federal court last year ruled that Bazzi had defamed Dutton and ordered the activist to pay legal costs of $35,000 to the minister. A full bench of three federal court judges on Tuesday, however, struck down that decision and ruled that the activist's tweet did not convey the impression that Dutton excuses rape. On International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersexism and Transphobia, and days before the federal election, the National Union of Students Queer Department has called on candidates and MPs to pledge that they will help address discrimination against the community. NUS Queer Officer Geordie Duffy said, "We don't need a federal parliament that will discriminate against us or accept this as the status quo. We need a parliament that will proactively take action to address these issues and the discrimination that the LGBTIQA+ community faces." Duffy added that many political parties had failed to consult the LGBTIQ community on issues that are important to them. And a new study shows the rollout of PrEP among gay and bisexual men in Australia did not result in high incidences of hepatitis C as some had feared. That was your QNN update. Now to Jacqueline with your sport report.
Tyler Leslie became Australia's first out transgender jockey to win the TAB card event. The 22-year-old, who was assigned female at birth and medically transitioned at age 16, won the 1200-metre sprint on the Mackay race course aboard Viking. Leslie says the road hasn't been easy, but with the support of Queensland's Darling Downs racing community, the win is an opportunity to make it easy for other people in his position to get involved in the sport. Australian golfing legend Greg Norman has defended Saudi-backed LIV Golf Invitational Series, which debuts in June, sparking international outrage. The two-time major champion and CEO of LIV Golf downplayed Saudi Arabia's human rights record and the treatment of LGBTQIA+ people, saying we've all made mistakes, in reference to the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Three-time Masters champion Phil Mickelson also faced a backlash, saying Saudi financial backers of the proposed league have a horrible record on human rights. However, he is focused on reshaping the US PGA Tour. UK footballer Jack Daniels has become the first UK male footballer to publicly come out as gay since Nottingham Forest star Justin Finocchio in 1990. The 17-year-old Blackpool forward says it's a massive relief and was inspired by the example of Australia's Adelaide United midfielder Josh Cavallo. Daniel says he has the full support of his club teammates and officials. Australian Olympic swimmer Ian Thorpe's former partner Ryan Channing has died in Bali of unknown causes. The 32-year-old skincare entrepreneur and model was reportedly admitted to hospital after taking ill at the luxury Balinese villa where he was staying. Channing and Thorpe began dating in 2015, breaking up in 2019, and had campaigned jointly for marriage equality in Australia during 2017. And Chelsea beat Manchester United in the Women's FA Cup final, with Australian striker Sam Kerr securing the 3-2 win with two goals at Wembley Stadium. The Australian forward scored the opener and the winner in extra time to ensure Chelsea retained the cup 1 week after winning third consecutive Women's Super League title. The match was watched by a record crowd for Women's FA Cup final of over 49,000 people.
Thanks, Jacqueline. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.